Alex Bowman.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing really well. Our runner-up for today's Real Heroes 400 at Darlington Raceway. Go ahead and tell us about your run out there, Alex, and what it was like to be back behind the wheel of a real race car.
Yeah, it was great to be back. Obviously a little different, but felt really good to get back in the car. Really, we're really strong on short runs right off the bat. Just got tight as the runs went on. Freed it up quite a bit throughout the first two-thirds of the race, and got the car pretty good. Then I kind of leaned on the wall a little bit and hurt us there at the end. But just a little bit off. I felt like I didn't do a great job of knowing what I needed to be able to beat the four there on long runs at the end. I felt like if I could have gotten in front of them on the short run, I could have held them off with clean air. But I didn't really know I could get the car free right on the wall or get it tight by turning down off the wall a little bit. And I didn't really know which direction to go on that last change. So I got to do a little better job there, but really happy with everybody at Hendrick Motorsports and ChevyGoods.com and NOCO to come off of a little mini off season there and have four cars that were all really strong and have a good solid day like that. It means a lot, and can't wait to get back here on Wednesday.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor to questions here. We're going to start with Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations on your anything you could have done on that restart, you know, short of wrecking Harvick to take the lead.
Yeah, I don't know. Not be on the inside is really the only thing. I feel like watching it back, I could have been really aggressive and cut the corner into one a little bit and maybe cleared him. I was already pretty aggressive with that, and maybe I could have acted like I was just going to clear myself and got him to lift, but if he doesn't lift, we both crash. And then down in 3 and 4, I just got really loose under him. He did a good job of getting on my door and taking some side force away. So that's tough. You're racing one of the best in the business at one of the most technical hard racetracks we go to. So just to have the opportunity to race him and to get to race him hard and clean like that was a lot of fun.
And any added confidence going into day having signed your new contract on this past week?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously not having to talk about 2021 anymore and just focus on task at hand and going and contending for a championship is really good. So got to thank Mr. Hendrick and everybody at HMS. Obviously my career has changed significantly since coming over to HMS, and they gave me a big break, and I'm very appreciative for that. So really enjoying it. Glad to have that squared away and just ready to go try to win some more races.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi from The Athletic. Go ahead, Jordan.
Alex, wondering, what can you take away from this race on the racetrack that you can apply on Wednesday? Could you even bring the same car if you'd wanted to because you guys ran so well?
I don't know if you could bring the same car or not. I did get the wall a little bit, so they'd have to probably put at least a new right rear quarter panel on it. It gets pretty tricky on trying to turn stuff around. So I don't think we'll bring the same car. Fairly certain that we'll bring a different car. But everybody at HMS does a really good job of getting all our cars extremely close. And I think we can take what we ran, have a pretty good idea of some adjustments that we couldn't do on pit road, but I felt like would really help what I needed in the race car there to be a little better on long runs and help me in some areas. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think we have a good game plan for it, and obviously our cars are really strong right now.
Great. Our next question will come from Alan Cavana with Fox Sports. Go ahead with your question, Alan.
Hey, Alex, what's it like for you at some of these tracks where you're out front, you know, for the first time maybe in your career, have these fast race cars at a track like Darlington? Are you learning new things about yourself, about what you're able to do? Is it surprising?
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely found myself in some situations that I haven't been in, over the last couple of years as our race cars have gotten stronger. So I feel like I'm learning a lot. It was really interesting trying to prepare for this race. I spent the day yesterday at my shop, and I felt like I was doing something wrong all day, and there was something that I needed to be doing different to prepare more. But if I didn't go to my shop, I was just going to sit at home all day and do nothing. So I hung out and cleaned my shop by myself all day. But it's just been really interesting to to be in different situations and learn from them, as well as learn what I can do off the racetrack to better prepare myself. So I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot with the off the racetrack stuff. And it's definitely been a big improvement here lately. So very appreciative of that. And all the help that Josh Wise has been on that. And then on track stuff, I feel like I'm learning every time out, and there are some restarts that I wish I would have gotten a little better, and things I wish I would have done a little differently. But at the same time, I didn't make any big mistakes today, and you know, definitely things that I can improve on, but it was a good solid day.
You mentioned Josh Wise. You talked about your fast last week. Is fasting mental, or is that a physical thing? You know, is it about mental strength or physical strength?
I think it's definitely about both. Josh does a really good job of doing mental things without telling us that we're doing mental things with all the drivers that he works with. So it's been pretty interesting to kind of catch on to some of the things he's doing sometimes, but it also kind of resets your body in the way that it burns food. So it was interesting to do. That's the second time I've done one. We did one going into California, and we won there. So maybe I run well if I don't eat on Monday and Tuesday of race week, but no, I think it's been good. He has single-handedly improved my life on and off the racetrack quite a bit, so definitely appreciative for his help.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim. Jim Utter, can you hear us, my friend?
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to go next to Doug Turnbull. Go ahead, Doug.
There we go, unmuted. Hey, Alex, Doug Turnbull for WSB and PRN. This may be more in the minutiae. We've talked so much on the racetrack, but to me it blows me away how much you guys normally are so connected with your PR people, the managers, the people that get you from place to place. So even though this is a one-day show, I saw some talk before the race about drivers having to do certain things by themselves they hadn't had to. How did you coordinate both before the race and even trying to get this Zoom conference set up afterwards by yourself in your motorhome?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, I ran Cup for a couple of years really without a full-time PR person. We kind of split somebody at BK, and then at Tommy, I just did my own thing. So it's definitely interesting coming down here. The whole thing was way different than normal. But I feel like everybody at HMS did a really good job kind of making it easy on me, at least. Kind of just got texts and had calendar things set up for when I needed to do whatever. And it was pretty easy to do. So appreciative for the hard work that goes into that, because I'm sure it wasn't easy for everybody else to figure it out and to set it up and to tell me what I needed to do. But really all I had to do was look at my phone and know what to do. So getting here 4 hours before the green flag and sitting in my bus all day and doing nothing was really, really weird. Not being at the racetrack yesterday was really, really weird. But as far as everything that that Kelsey and everybody from HMS had me do, it was all pretty self-explanatory and easy.
Thank you.
We're going to go next to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
You know, I think there was some questions as to, like, could the Hendrick drivers pick up where you guys left off? I mean, you, the last intermediate track, kicked everybody's butt, and it was like, okay, now with this long layoff, did everybody catch up? Are they still going to be as strong? And then it seemed like you guys still had that speed there today. Is your level of confidence just soaring right now? I mean, coming up with these races doesn't seem like – I mean, yeah, you certainly have some competition. Harvick on the long runs was faster, but you have to feel pretty good, I'm assuming, right now.
Yeah, I felt great just the way we started the season, especially unloading in Las Vegas. I think we saw that our race cars were going to be really strong. And to continue that over after we got shut down and firing everything back up, and to continue the strength that we had means a lot. You know, I think it was an interesting time period, right? Because guys couldn't really be in their shops developing new stuff. You weren't allowed to be in the wind tunnel and simulators and all that stuff. But everybody's still at home working on their notebooks and trying to piece together what they can do to make their race cars better. So in a sense, it didn't really give people maybe the complete opportunity to catch up, but it at least gave them some opportunity. And I think for everybody at HMS to stay on top of things and improve our race cars, you know, I think we didn't just come back with what we had and in Vegas and Fontana. I think we came back with something better. You know, we need to keep working on it because everybody around us is constantly getting better as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take one more question here for Alex, and it'll come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with your question, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And Alex, congratulations on the runner-up. Kind of two parts here. You know, what kind of a statement do you feel like today was for Hendrick as a whole? And with Wednesday really coming right on the heels of the run today, do you feel like the teams that showed well today will likely show well again Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think definitely the teams that were good today are going to be good on Wednesday night. The track's going to be a little different, probably a little more rubbered up. Hopefully the rain stays away. So it's definitely going to be different, and the invert and everything is going to be quite a bit different. But, you know, I think the guys that were good are going to be good again. The invert might help some guys get in clean air that we didn't see this week, but it'll be interesting to see. What was the first part of your question? You broke up a little bit.
Okay. Just what was today, as far as I know, you know, William and Jimmy had the issues, but all in all, it seemed like today was really a statement for all of you guys at Hendrick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like all the intermediates this season have been a big statement for us. You know, the 9 was probably the best car in Vegas. We had a great car in Fontana, and then to come here and have 4 really fast cars, it's awesome. It's really different than how we started the season the last 2 years. I feel like our cars went, just the biggest thing is when we're off a little bit, we're not running 20th anymore. You know, if we have a bad run, we fall back to 8th. So I think that shows a lot about the strength of HMS right now, and we're just going to keep gaining on it.
Okay, Alex, well, congratulations on the run today. It's good to see you back on the racetrack, and good luck on Wednesday night.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to see you. Have a good one.
Good deal.